Bruce Willis was dead the whole time.
There were two killers.
Luke, that's your daddy.
The robot did it.
Snape was a good guy.
He really wasn't cheating.
They was in purgatory the whole time.
What? Everybody dies.
Verbal Kent is Kaiser Sose.
They killed old Yella.
Oh my god. Everybody in this Tyler Perry movie got AIDS.
Spoiler movie reviews.
Hey, welcome to another spoiler movie review on the Blackout Tips Premium Podcast Network. I'm your host, Rod, joined as always by myself, nigga. It's just me. It's a solo movie review, you know, for y'all that enjoy those. And today's movie review is for a movie you've either seen, don't ever plan on seeing, or don't care about spoilers, because I am going to spoil it. And the movie is The Midnight Sky. You can find it on Netflix right now. Directed by and starring George Clooney. I'll talk about what I liked about the movie, what I didn't like about the movie, and I'll score it from 0 to 5. So let's talk about the plot of the movie. Basically, a scientist is working alone at a remote Arctic research station where he learns of a mysterious global disaster. At the same time, he meets a strange girl in the Arctic with whom he must stop the return to Earth of the crew of the spaceship Ether. Like I said, it stars George Clooney. It is directed by George Clooney. It's based off of the book Good Morning Midnight. It has a pretty good cast. Felicity Jones is in here. David Oyelowo is in here. Tiffany Boone, who I know from The Shy, is in here. Good to see her working again. And I mean, some pretty good character actors too. The coach from Friday Night Lights, Kyle Chandler, is in here. Love that guy. He's always good in everything he's in. He's one of those people where you're just like, he's always good. So yeah. Let's talk about what we liked about the movie. So for likes, looks great, you know. It's one of those like movies where they clearly spent the money to make the special effects look great, and it's just jumps right off the TV as far as how it looked for me. It doesn't just look great from the, you know, in the Arctic, and the special effects of the journey that George Clooney's character takes with the little girl to get to you know, to get to this other Arctic station. But it looks good in space, because like I say, a third of the movie happens with a crew of a spaceship that has gone out to explore for other worlds to live on and stuff, and then they're supposed to return home every so often, check on family, stuff like that. And on their return trip home, you know, they have to go, they have an emergency, they get off course, and they have to go through some uncharted, unnavigated space where, you know, it's going to be a little more dangerous. They do eventually do run into some danger. They have a you know, asteroid like attack on the, I guess you call it attack, I don't know. They run into some asteroids and stuff like that. But all the space stuff looks great. Looks really good. And it's a little bit futuristic, but not too far in the future to where like everything is different in space. There's no like laser guns or some shit, but just, you know, it just looks really good, really clean. The space stuff is really good special effects. So I thought special effects and the way it looked visually, very two positives I would add. I actually like the casting, and I like the space crew. I wanted to spend more time in space, honestly. If the movie would have been like two-thirds space travel stuff and then one-third George Clooney on Earth, I think that would have been pretty dope. But we didn't, you know, we didn't get that. But I thought the crew was pretty interesting, and I enjoyed seeing the futuristic technology and thinking about what they were gonna be and all that stuff. acting performances were good, you know, everyone delivered. Definitely had one of the coolest, grossest death scenes with Tiffany Boone dying in the space. Hey, I told you it was spoilers. Dying in the asteroid attack, and her blood in fucking zero gravity gushing out of her suit. Like, that shit was intense. Like, the intensity of the movie definitely jumped up at that moment, and so I really liked that. Let's see what else. The soundtrack music was good, you know, all that type of stuff. And it wasn't like a lot of music, but just like, you know, musical cues and stuff, that was straight. And trying to think, was there anything else that really stuck out to me? I guess the overall plot and how they kept it kind of nebulous, which is there's a extinction level event that is happening on the Earth, and the way that they kind of illustrate it, they never really go into details of exactly what it is that fucked the Earth up so bad, but essentially the Earth is uninhabitable, and anyone returning to Earth is essentially, it's a death sentence. So I kind of like that kind of vague apocalyptic vibe that they had going, and I thought it was really you know, like, really well executed. And the big plot twist of the little girl that he had traveled to the North Pole, or traveled to the other Arctic the other Arctic substation with, to get to the bigger radar tower, that being an imaginary girl who was in his brain the whole time and turned out to really be his, I guess his daughter, and that girl who he was imagining was actually the grown ass woman who was in the, who was played by, Felicity Jones, who was on the ether, the spaceship. So, like, that was a big twist they built up to. Now, I will say, I figured out the little girl was probably imaginary, but I didn't realize it was her, right? They do a couple flashbacks of his life as a scientist and how he was so preoccupied with space and stuff that he never took the time out to be, like, present for his girlfriend at the time, who got pregnant and then told him that she lost the baby and she wasn't gonna have it or something like that, or she wasn't really pregnant. Yeah, she said she wasn't really pregnant, it was just a scare. Well, it turned out she really did go on to have his baby. That girl became an astronaut, and here he was with the motivation of this imaginary little girl in his brain that he was gonna, you know, help him save the astronauts by getting to this space, to this radar station. And we come to find out that that is indeed the real life Felicity Jones character, Sully. That's really her. And I thought that twist was pretty neat. I didn't see that part of the twist coming. I saw the little girl's probably not real because all the shit that they went through in the Arctic. It's like a little girl would have died a million times, but you know, I thought that was pretty cool. And George Clooney gave a pretty good performance, especially through the brutality of the Arctic that he was trying to navigate himself through. And he's dying, he's sick, he's like, I think he had cancer or something. He's like doing something with his blood every day. So, like, you know, this man basically made the impossible journey to save the people in the spaceship from returning to Earth, and probably, you know, save humanity to keep these people from dying and stuff, because he also gave them a way to navigate back to the planet they were, you know, inhabiting. So yeah, I thought that part was cool. All right, I think that's it for likes. Let's get to dislikes. Kind of long, it's like 2 hours, and it's one of those movies that insist upon itself, you know, like they indulge in the long shot, the long scene, lots of pensive stares, lots of isolation. You know, George Clooney is essentially alone the whole movie. The little girl that exists in his brain or whatever is there, and we see that he can see her, but she's not real. Like, that kind of stuff, setting up the mood, I thought they spent too much time doing that kind of shit. I really do feel like maybe it was a little self-indulgent or not, but I feel like this movie could have had less George Clooney in it. No offense to him, he's a great actor, but it could have had less of that story in it and more of the astronaut story, and I would have been happier with the movie, I believe. So that was one thing. Another thing was, I mean, there's a lot of just convenient space shit, you know, just here comes an asteroid storm at the perfect time, you know, we gotta go through unnavigated space to get back, who knows if it'll work, you know, that kind of shit. So that, you know, the daughter turning out to be the girl in the spaceship that doesn't know that's her real father and all this type of shit, like that was a lot of like weird coincidences that I don't know the movie truly set up. You know, I think sci-fi is such a weird genre because sci-fi can be either very detailed and hey, we said this can happen, these are the rules of this world and we have to follow it, or some people approach sci-fi like horror where, you know, you don't truly but really isn't the journey about people, you know, really this man was just trying to save his own daughter, you know, it's like, yeah, but I also would have bought it if he just saved a spaceship full of people because it's the right thing to do, you know, I don't need extra coincidences. Another thing I didn't like, and I'm not saying this is racist necessarily or anything, you know, I think it's, you know, look, you have black characters and they be in movies and things happen to them, but didn't like that my girl Tiffany Boone died, man. Thought it was kind of whack, you know, thought that was kind of like typical sci-fi black people die in space type shit, like, you know, didn't really see a real reason for it, you know, especially when we spent this time getting to know her. It's like, you know, kill your adorable magical Negroes, you know, she fixed the satellite, she can die now. It's like, I don't know, I'm not a fan of that shit, and you know, I was looking forward to Tiffany Boone being in the movie and not having to see her die some tragic horrible death. I know space is one of those things where we're like, space kills, and I'm like, you're right, but why I gotta always kill niggas, you know what I mean? Can't kill nobody else in this bitch, you know. So I thought that was interesting, but I wasn't a fan of that choice. Another thing I'd say too, man, is it's kind of boring, you know, maybe this is piling on, maybe this goes back to my point number one, but yeah, I was kind of bored at times. I actually had to watch this movie in pieces, you know, like these long like 15 minute walks through the Arctic and space, you know, and just like, we need to fix something on the spaceship, and we're like singing Sweet Caroline, and it's just, you know, it's just kind of ridiculous at those moments, you know. Some of these cliches that were in here were just so overbearingly cliche, you know, the man who was too preoccupied with science to truly appreciate family, and now he's losing everything, you know, that, like, it was a little too much of that type of shit. So I felt like we did all this shit for this one moment of George Clooney talking to his, you know, his daughter and going, you know, tell me about yourself, are you happy, is everything okay, you know, that shit, like, I thought that was whack. So but all right, you know, I think that's about it. Let's score 0 to 5. I would give this a 2. Like, looks good. Maybe if you're a huge space nerd, you would be into the space part of this, but I think if you're a space nerd, you're probably walking away with me, like me, going, I wish they did more with the people in space. Also, the people in space is like 5 of them, so you could go into their stories and relationships with each other a lot better, and they kind of didn't, like they gave me real brief all overviews, and every character in this movie to me feels like an archetype and not an actual fully fleshed out character. There's nothing that distinguishes them or truly makes them special, because we just don't spend the time with them for that. So kind of long, kind of boring, could have been way shorter, could have made some different directorial choices, and I think we get a better movie here. So that's what I would give it, 2 out of 5. Hope you guys enjoyed this solo review. I'll be back with more, because I'm watching a lot of movies. All right, y'all, peace.